All right, joining us are Mike Blythe and Linda Solers from Sling.
Sling.
Now, I went and looked at this plane, and I met this young lady here, and that is an incredible little airplane. I was kind of blown away.
Well, thank you very much.
And you, your spokesperson here is an incredible pilot, too. He's got a heck of a story. Anyway, let's talk to us about the Sling.
So we founded the company in 2005. And the first aircraft we produced was the Sling 2, a two-seater, which is an LSA.
And that's the low wing.
That's the low wing, yeah. Very nice, robust. It's perfect training aircraft. I came from a flight training background, so that was how I came about deciding to make it really focused on flight training. Second aircraft was a four-seater, light four-seater called the Sling 4. That we produced that in 2011. Then in 2017, the Rotax 915 engine was introduced, and we produced an upgraded version of the four-seater called the Sling TSI, which is still in production today, and it's our top-selling model. And 2 years ago, we launched the Sling High Wing, which is a high wing version of the TSI, flying with the Rotax 916, the brand new Rotax engine, and with the constant speed propeller. So, yeah.
That's kind of nice.
Mm, they are really great aircraft.
I'm with...
Linda.
Linda, jeez. I don't think I like getting in and out of a low wing when it's raining. I don't need to wash the cockpit, as she said. Yeah. And I've always liked the look of the high wing. So, I really... That's a nice airplane.
Yeah. Yeah, we've had tremendous support this year. I haven't been here for 5 years, and...
Well, you picked a good year to come in.
Yeah, this year coming in is like, well, I'm blown away. Of course, we've got these fantastic aircraft on display as well.
Yeah, you hold your own. Don't worry. Hold your own. Composite, basically, or steel tube underneath composite? I didn't get into that.
Yeah, so they are aluminum. Aluminum
that's
aircraft.
That's close.
Yeah. And excepting for the high wing, it was a departure for us. We made the center part of the fuselage all composite, which is mostly carbon fiber. And the reason for that was the strength to weight ratio. It's a strutless wing, it's cantilever wing. So we need to.
Oh, you're right. I just realized that. I didn't notice that before.
Yeah, it's a real airplane, you know?
Yeah, well, no.
You don't call it an airplane here. You call it an airplane, right?
An airplane.
Airplane.
But it's a lot easier to get in and out of.
Yeah. And but otherwise, everything else is aluminum. And so, for a kit builder, of course, it's easy to work with. We make a really complete kit, and we're really proud of that. So.
And that also gives them the chance to have a wonderful amount of room in the cabin and a very thin fuselage structure.
Yeah. How quiet is it inside then? Pretty quiet?
Yeah.
No worse than any other airplane?
Yeah. My wonderful noise-canceling headsets.
Exactly.
But yeah. It's smooth. It's quiet. I like to think of the Sling High Wing as kind of the love child between a 210 and a TSI. Because
okay.
It handles brilliantly, it's nimble on the controls. I always thought to get the high wing of my dreams, I'd have to give up on a little bit of the handling characteristics that would otherwise be nice. But with this plane, you don't. You've got the solidity and the stability of a high wing, and the handling characteristics of a little plane.
Well, I knew that word was coming.
There it is.
There it is. That's why she bought it. Useful load is quite remarkable, from what she was telling me.
Yeah, so I can think in kilograms, so I'm going to ask Linda to tell you about that in pounds.
Yeah, well, so it's 1,050, I believe, is the current published number for the useful load in pounds.
Yeah.
And it's a very, very capable aircraft. And, of course, to do that crossing, we had 900...
Well, better explain what the crossing was first, because most people won't understand that.
Yeah, okay. So when I started building back in 21... There was a lot of wait time with shipping, and it was going to take like 8 months or more just to get the kit delivered. So I requested, opted, and very grateful that Sling allowed me to go out to the factory So that, because I was concerned not only with the time it was going to take to get the kit, but if there was a part that I boogered up when I was working on it or didn't fit quite right, who knew how many months it would take to get that part, only to go back and forth.
Okay, now let's explain. You were here in America, and
yes.
the factory was in?
South Africa.
Okay, South, right around the corner.
Yeah. South Johannesburg. Well, I have the great privilege of being an airline captain, so I had the opportunity to go back and forth easily. And I'm used to long flights, so it's 15 hours from Newark to Johannesburg direct, which is just another day for me. So it wasn't a problem for me to go back and forth. So I went there, and the sling typically has their production. They make a prototype, they freeze the design, they do a production prototype to get through the production process and make sure all that is working, and then they start production. But I talked them into letting me come and be a part of the...
Talked? Look at his face. I'm not sure that's the correct word.
Gently persuaded us.
Yes, gently.
Gently persuaded them.
Why do I get the feeling there's a little strong arm tactics going on there?
Exactly.
So I went there and I got, it was just such an incredible experience. I built from a flat box kit. Normally,
Little IKEA pictures?
The pictures are great. They have wonderful manuals, actually. That's one of the strengths, I believe. I've never built a plane before.
Yeah.
I'm an AMP, and I've worked on planes, and I had a 210. But this is my first foyer, and I've been coming to Sun and Fun since 1985. So it's a long-held dream of mine to build a plane. So I built it from a flat box. The other option is that you can build it from a quick build, where more of the structure is actually created before you begin as a kit builder. And it saves about 500 hours. But I built from the flat box, and I had the great good honor of being there as things were getting solidified and tests were being done, and was able to provide some input on things from handling all the way to the interior.
Yeah, meanwhile, in the meetings, they're going, hey, let's see if she can do it. If she can do it, anybody can do it, you know?
Well, it was wonderful, and I actually also had the opportunity to get to see and be a part of some of the stuff that the average kit builder, even if they buy a flat box, won't do, because in the case of the Sling High Wing, the fuselage, when it's delivered, comes complete and finished. Pretty much. Not the interior and the running the lines and stuff, but the structure and what they call the top box, which is where a lot of the magic and this, you are in the presence of a legend, I'm telling you. and he has a lot of magic that happens in the top box that a lot of
kit builders
will never get to.
Does it say that on the drawing? Install magic now?
That's right.
Yeah.
But I had the opportunity to buck some of the rivets and on the spars, because that's where one of the great things about the slings, they provide very, very complete kits. You don't have to manufacture anything. It's all pre-drilled. Things are really easy. They provide everything but the liquids and the tools, right?
Correct.
Even the jigs you get. So it's extraordinarily
approachable
kit to build. But I had the opportunity to go and do some of the layups for the composite, which the normal kit builder wouldn't do. So in addition to that, so I spent about 4.5 months over there, back and forth over a 9-month period, 5 times, and stayed on the airport and stayed in the factory. So it was just, it was a wonderful, wonderful experience. And sorry, the rest of you will never get that.
They learned their lesson.
Yes, they're not doing that anymore.
Actually, sometimes we get a little bit scared by customers coming to do a build at our factory because it takes up a lot of our time. But Linda was always so much fun to have around us.
Well,
and,
you picked a good one because she was already an AMP. That helped a lot, I'm sure.
And this bubbly personality, and really worked hard.
Okay.
And they've really become family over there. I've gone back 3 times since we made the journey back here to be involved with the factory and have some wonderful adventures. So,
faith in the design that you decided to fly, 10, 20 hours, and then?
So we brought myself and JP came shortly after I got there to work on his beautiful tailwheel, which I highly recommend everybody come take a look at that too. And JP had a lot more. I've been flying jets for 20 years. JP, and so last time I owned an aircraft, it was round dials, and I was kind of out of touch with GA. JP brought with him all kinds of wonderful knowledge has much more GA flying than I do, and the tail dragger flying, great pilot. So I think together we made a terrific team. And then we decided, well, we have wings, and again, it was going to take 8 months or more to ship it over and reassemble. So we decided to fly it. They had tried to get the prototype to Oshkosh the year prior, but because of the COVID restrictions and 2 weeks here and blah, 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 that didn't happen. So we came in mass. So it was my plane, JP's, and the initial prototype, nose wheel. And there was two people in each plane, and we came over up Africa. And then the big leg was from Cape Verde to Barbados, which was 2,100 nautical miles, took us about 14 and a half hours. And we enjoyed it very much and had a wonderful, wonderful experience and proved the plane and the wonderful Rotax engine.
There you go. There you go. All right. Where are you here on the field?
We're straight opposite you here. And if you have Google Maps on your smartphone, just put put Sling Island into Google Maps, and we're right opposite you over here.
You're right across the way.
The big tent. Look for Sling. That's where you'll find us.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us. That's a very nice little airplane. I got to give you credit for that.
Thank you. This is
Digital Dave.
And Fast Eddie, and I'm riveted at EAA Radio.
Wow. Thanks very much.
Thank you.